Vayter in Shas. We are on Bava Basra Daf Kuf Ches, picking up on Kuf Ches by the Mishnah. About a brand new parak starting the 8th parak. Masov will finish the 7th. And now let's begin with the 8th parak, the parak called Yesh Nochalin. Let's talk about inheritance. We're going to see four different categories over here. And the first category is there are those people that have the ability to inherit from someone and to give to that person. Right, so it goes both ways, both directions. There are those that will inherit but not give over to that. There are those that will give over but not inherit. And there are those that will have neither one of them. Zakta Heilige Mishnah, Yesh Nochen Machile, and there are those who go both ways. It says, Rashbam, Krovim Shenochen Skroveim, Kishem Mesim, Vergam Imheim Mesim, Machil Nehem. That is that they will inherit if people die, and they will bequeath and give over if they're the ones who die and goes the other way. As one of the Hainu Shashneim Nochen Zedzeh. Says the Rashbam, behind the Lokatani, Yesh Nochen Zedzeh. It doesn't say that there are those who go both ways. Hanim Shun Dagaboy Lemisi Seifa, Nochen Velo Manchilin, Tananam Resha, Nochen Umanchilin. They want to keep it consistent. Next, Yesh Nochen Velo Manchilin, there are those that will inherit, they receive, but they don't give. They do not Manchilin, they don't bequeath. Says Rashbam, Eskroveim, Aval Im Yamusu Heim, Ein Manchilin, right? There'll be no help from others, but they won't give over to the others. Krovim Sheim or Rishayim. Manchila v'lo nochin, those who bequeath but do not inherit, they give over but they don't themselves don't get. Says Rashbam, im osam, heim osam da armu b'hu nochlin v'lo manchilin. It's a flip of what they said. Mechlal de'inach she'elu nochlin osam v'lo manchilin lehem mikri manchilin v'lo nochlin. We're going first, we're going to Kufi Dalam Beis, we're going to explain, l'may itzuchyanach trei babi, why'd you have to write both directions if we can learn it from the other? And then we have lo nochlin velo manchilin. They're those that get, they don't give, and they don't get. Now we're going to break it down, each category. Here we go. If elo nochlin umanchilin, and this is where it goes, a two-way street. Ha'av es habanim, a father and his sons, says the Rashbam. What's a father and his sons? That is that nochel av nochel es abanim regar manchil lehem, right? He will give to them and receive from them. We could go and she'en lo san abanim zera. Let's say you have a father, Reuven, who has a son. I'm sorry, father Yaakov has a son, Reuven. And what happens if Reuven dies and he doesn't have any children? Osan abanim zera ain she'ein lo osan abanim zera oz nochel osan av. Then the father will get from his son. Avalim yeshlem banim. But let's say Reuven has children, then heim kodim and zakinim, they go before him. Kodim before. So everyone's going to split in the anomen base. That's number one. Av is abanim. Va abanim is av. The son, the fathers. That is nochel umanchilin. Goes both ways. V'ha'achin min'av, the brothers that have the same father. Says Rashbam, achin min'av, kigon Reuven v'Yosef b'nei Yaakov. Yaakov has two children, Reuven and Yosef. So even if they have different mothers, Yaakov can be married to two women, but which is like Yaakov Avinu, who's married to two women. One came, Reuven comes from Leah, and Yosef comes from Rachel, right? So this example is giving here. Kigon Reuven v'Yosef b'nei Yaakov, afa pi shehein Milea umirachel, yorshim ze et ze b'shvil shein achin. They're yorshim one from the next because they're brothers. We go and shemis Yaakov avi and Yaakov dies. Avalim Yaakov kayim who kodem. He goes first. Kigon who kigon shein lambadim. If let's say Reuven Yosef don't have any children, it goes to their father. V'dafka achim in av specifically for the father. The mishpachas av kuya mishpacha kielfino was in of kuftes on the base. Only brothers from the same father, but not brothers from the same mother. This could be brother from another mother, but it's from the same father. So then that's what we're talking about here. Nochilin umanchilin. So in all these cases, it goes in both directions. So let's read that straight through again, going a few lines back. Ve'il nochil manchilin, av is abanim, v'abanim is av, v'achmin av, nochilin umanchilin, they get both. Now, next category is those that are, they will inherit, but they won't give over, they won't bequeath. Ha'ish es Imo, a man, his mother. I'll say them all, let's break them down. V'ishas ishto, a man and his wife. U'bnei achayos, we have to explain what that means momentarily. Rashbam explains it. Nochalin v'lo benchil. In these three categories, they're going to inherit, but they're not going to give over. So, number one is Aisha's imo. That is, Rashbam says, Aisha's imo, Aish nochel is imo, avalo manchil. Sharei krovia av yorshin oso. Right? Because if a mother dies, the son will inherit from the mother. But if the son dies, the mother doesn't get it because the krovia av yorshin, the krovim of the father yorshin, the mishpacha, the mishpacha's aim in a kriya mishpacha, it's not called mishpacha. Next is va'ishas ishto, nochel osa, kedanafkal megemara, a man will inherit his wife, but the wife will not inherit the husband. Ubeneachayos. And what does beneachayos mean? Beneachayos, Rashbam explains, means really ubeneachos, the sons of a sister. Which means the son are going to inherit the stuff of the mother's brother. That's what it means, the mother's brother. So that that's the direction that it goes. In these cases, but the mother's brother will never get the nephew's stuff. That is that. Now, number three, Aisha es baneha, a woman, her sons. Va'isha es baila, and a woman, her husband. Va'achea aim. And the brothers of the mother, which is an example we saw before. Now we're spelling that again. Manchilim v'lenochin, they give over, but they don't inherit. So it's a flip of what we saw before, right? So the mother giving to the sons, the woman gives the husband, and the brother of the mother, the uncle from the mother, right? They all give over, but they don't inherit. And now we have nothing, neither direction. Achim mina'im, brothers that come from the same mother, but they have a different father. Lo nochel manchilin, they don't inherit one another, and they don't bequeath to one another. Beauty feel. Okay, now, Frakta Gemara. You know, the first, your opening line over here is you start by saying that yesh nochlenu manchilin. We give an example. Ve'ilu nochlen manchilin ha'aves habanim, a father to his son. Why would you start off with that example? Says the Gemara, "My shtanta katani avis abanim bereisha." Why'd you start off with that? Listening abanim is abereisha. It should have said the son. It should have said that the son will inherit from the father, as opposed to saying that the father can inherit from the son. You should have said the son inherits from the father. Why is that? Says the Rashbam. That Maishal the Tani Bereisha Vesisa Na'av Nochel Saben Manchil Valo Be'isha Nochel Av Libno Nimsa Shemei Saben. When is that true that the father will inherit from the son? That means that the son ended up dying B'chayav during the father's lifetime. Valo Iniach Haben Ha'hu Zeren. He didn't leave over any children Liyarsho to inherit him. Lefikach Avav Yarsho. Therefore, the father inherits him. Vizu klali, and that's a klal, it's a curse. Kisha adam mace below bottom, a person dies without any children. Vigam kisha av roa b'mises b'no. The father should see his son dying. V'haya lo letana lemasnisen, l'shunah opened, liftarach, the opening with, haben nochel es av, sheze bracha sheyom es av, v'yikperenu b'no. It's a bracha that the father dies before the son, and the son can bury his father. Kivlisivik says, b'reishas, v'yosef yashis yado, al einecha hifticho sheyikperenu, but no, he's promising that the son will bury him. So back in the word, my son, the Havis Abanim Bereisha, Lissi Abanim Bereisha. And I'll tell you why. Why is this a problem? Rashbam explained. Chada de Aschuli Peranusa lo Maschilina. We don't want to start off with Peranios, like with negative things and talking about, you know, this double whammy that the father should endure his father, you know, feel the pain of his son dying and that the son should die without any children. Number one. And beep, turn the page. Not only that, but we also should have gone with the way that the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Ish kiyamus ubein ein lo. If a man dies and he does not have any son, but then it goes on, right? The whole Pasuk says, Uvel b'nei saltabalim, or Ish kiyamus ubein ein lo, v'avartem esnachas alibiton, give it over to his daughter. But what do you see? We're talking about a father giving to his children. But if he doesn't have any sons, he gives to the daughter, says the Rishbam, Hayesh lo b'nei, he had a son, then b'no yorsha, the son's going to inherit him. And therefore, what do we see? It starts with this idea of the son to the parent to the child. V'chi heichi deparshas nachas pascha b'yushas haben la'aviv kach hayelo l'tana l'ftoch. He should have opened up with that same idea. Yishkamas haben enlo. So why does he do that? V'tana, what's pshata? The Tana goes ahead and he speaks about the father inheriting that of the son first. Aidi the Asya lay midrasha, because the fact that the father inherits from a son is a drasha. We saw this way back in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Beis, which speaks about the idea of the chavivus, of the idea of the drasha. And over there, that Mishnah that goes through a whole order of Yibam, and we say that the drushes are the things that are brought first because it's more chaviv. Since Rishpam, Sha'av Nochel's Beno, that whole idea is a drusha. So since it was learned through a drusha, chavivule is more beloved to him, and therefore it mentioned it first. But in a chinami, everything else he said it sounds good, but chavivus, the drusha, things that are written explicitly is one thing, but when you get to expound and learn it out and darshan it, and whoo, that's delicious. So he put that first. My drasha. Now, what exactly is the drasha that we learn out that the father inherits from the son? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. These are a whole bunch of psukim that in Bamidbar that go through the drasha. I'm going to read it out straight in English. And that is when you have a person, well, not straight out, but just the basic ideas. If a guy dies and he doesn't have any son, then what happens? It goes to the daughter. No daughter, give it to the brother. No brothers, then you give it to the brothers of the father, aka his uncle. If there's no brothers, no uncle, then what do? Then you give over the Yerusha, says the Pasuk, to She'ero, to the relative that is closest to him, from his family. The question is, what is that referencing over here? So it says, now, my drasha, the Tanya, she'ero, to the relative is closest to the family, ze'av, that is talking about the father. Melamed, we learned from here, she'av kodim la'achin, that the father goes before the brothers. So it goes like this, a guy dies, give it to the son. No son, give it to the daughter. No daughter, give it to the father, that's a drasha, and then it goes on to the brothers, etc. So, that he goes before the brothers. Yachal, you may have thought, you would think that maybe, well, when do I read this Rishpam? Okay, let me read this Rishpam first. Av shel meis, kodim la'achiv shel meis, kigon she'im meis ruvein, below bottom. If Ruvein doesn't have any brothers, then Yaakov, who's his father, Yorsho, he guns it first, velo Shimon, Ruvein's brother, achiv Yorsho. Well, come in before, so going to explain, v'azil heich lemeidin anu mikan, she'kodim la'achiv, how are we learning out that it goes before the brothers? Velo labanim, labanim shel meis. We're going to learn all these drushes out. Well, come on, prachin, we're going to ask, go on, kuftes. That's not what it says. It says that the she'ero that comes after everyone over here. And the answer is the pasuk's out of order. It's written out of order. The one that's close to him. The mashma karov karov kodem. Again, the my dechsev akarov elav the mashma karov karov kodem. That whoever's closer goes, closer goes first. Also, the gluye is coming to tell you. I'll say the nachalas the shalok considering see if it's not written in order. Ella karov karov taktim liyareshi comes earliest. Vechein tisader osan ish kiyamus suben einlo vaavartim es nachalas sola bito. A man dies and he doesn't have a son. So what happens? You give it to the daughter. Vim ein lo bas, if he doesn't have a daughter, unisatem es nachalasu l'she'era karov. Then you give it to him as karov, even though the pasuk has it afterwards. V'achach unisatem, then you go on to others. La'achiv klobar she'im ein lo she'er, they have that relative, unisatem es nachalasu l'achiv, to the brother. Vim lo achiv, he doesn't have any brothers, unisatem es nachalasu l'achiv aviv. Then you give it to the uncle, the father's brother. Vim achin la'aviv, akarov elav. Then you go through the closest one. Okay. Let's read it again. Umay drasha the Tanya Shei Roseav is the father. Malam Shavakodim Bachin, the father goes before the brothers. Because Yachal, you would have thought to say, Yehei Kodim the Ben, the father should actually go before the son. In other words, it should be the father dies. If you have a guy who dies, he has a son. He also has a father, it should go the father first. Tamad Lomar Hakarov, it says the closest Karov, Karov Kodim, right? Karov, which means whoever's closest gets it first. So who's the closest? That is the Kinderlach are the closest. The son is the closest one. Why do we say the son is closer than the father? Says there's Bama Karov Karov Lemes Yoser Hu Koda Benachala Liyorsho. Vahaben Shel Mace, the son, the son of the dead person, Kigon, Chanoch ben Ruvin, Ruvin has a name Chanoch, is Karov Hu LeRuven Yosem Yaakov. He's closer than his father. You have a guy named Yaakov. He's a son named Reuven. Reuven is a son named Chanoch. The middle one, Reuven, dies. The son, Chanoch, is closer to Reuven than Yaakov. Why? Shaharei kam tachas aviv liyada ulistei achuza. Because if, let's say, the father has a shivcha, he's allowed to marry her through something called yiyud. And if he does it, he can give it to the son through yiyud. But the father doesn't set his place for that. And also, stei achuza, that is, that if the guy goes and he sells his stei achuza, then if someone else goes buys it in the interim before Yovel, then what happens is after Yovel, then it goes to the Kohanim. But if the son ends up buying it, then the son can get it and it goes back to the family, goes back to the Yerusha. But not the father doesn't fill in there. So therefore the son is closer, Kiddel Kaban. Av lo matzinu by the father, but don't find, she kam takas beno l'klum. He doesn't send in lieu of his son for anything. Umishum de milsa de pshitahu, this is something that's so obvious, lo chashash a gemara lahak. The Gemara even have to ask, why did you include the son and exclude the father? We're going to ask in just a moment. Why did you include the son and you excluded the brother? The Bishlama. Because there is a place where the brother steps in place of his dead brother, and that's by Yibam. So the son steps in place, and the brother steps in place. So that's why I ask, why do you put the son before the, right? If the guy dies and he has a son and he has a brother, maybe the brother should go first, because he also stands in place for something. Right? That's what it asked over there, right? To my Rasulab and Saben, Lohosiyas Ach. The bishlam gabe ach ashkon shum korva shekam tachasachiv liyibam. Avaba av loma tzinu klav. We don't find it at all. So, now, Yachal Yehi Kodem Leben, you thought it goes before the Ben. Tamad Lomah, Karv Kodem, they go first. And the reason why he's Karv is because he stands in place of him for Yid and for Stei Achuza. Now, it says the Gemara, Umaro, he's the rabbi, says the Ben, and says, Ach, why is it included that the Ben, the son, goes first? If the guy dies, he has a son, that goes before the brother. Why would that be? Says Rashbam, that is, Umaro, he's the rabbi, says the Ben, Shalmesh, Yehi Kodem Avi. Hames, v'kolchken jekodem la'acheyames, hechidol, hold on. Back it up, just to drop again, the Rashbam says, why is Umar Rois l'Rabbis Zaben shelmeis shekodem la'avi hames, v'kolchken jekodem la'acheyames, hechidol leka'av, where there's no father, l'hotzias a'ach, and to exclude the brother, v'lomer sha'av kodem la'ach, v'kolchken sha'ben kodem la'av, kodem la'ach, adarabba. Marba ani esaach kedel kamei. Let me include the brother, right? So why is it? My rois l'rabbis is a ben l'hotzi esaach. Marba ani is a ben shekam tachas aviv liyado l'stei achuza, because it comes in place of him for yud and stei achuza. Once again, like we said, yud we know, and that's talking about that a if a man has a I say shivcha, right? It's talking about the Amma of Ria, right? So he's an Amma of Ria. He takes this girl. He can marry, he can do yid on this girl. And if he doesn't do it, then the son can do it. So he stands in place of him. That's talking about that case. And then the stei achuza, like we said, is that if someone has an ancestral land, he's mocked this land, so then it goes back, it stays by the base of English until Yovel. And they could go and sell it, either back to the original owner if he wants to get it, or he could sell it to someone else who wants to buy it. Now, the original one goes and gets it before Yovel, then it belongs to him, and it retains his, you know, stay Achuzah's Yerusha, etc. But let's say someone else goes in and buys it, then the original owner loses it, and when Yovel comes along, it goes to the Kohanim. But if the son goes and do it, then it stays back to the family. So we see that he stands in place of that. So this is going, Adarabba. Okay, I understand they want to give it to the son because he stands in place of the father, but the father at times, but the brother also stands in place of his brother. Adrabba, mar b'ni esaach, let me include the brother. You know why? Because the brother, shekein kam tachas avi achiv liyibam. Let's say there's a case of yibam. A man is married, doesn't have any children, the husband dies, and the brother stands in place and does yibam on the wife. So we see, instead of his brother, so there we have a place that the brother steps up. So why don't you give it to the brother first, before the son? And like we said, the pasuk anyway is read out of order. So the Rashbam would say that umafchil and kra ki hai gavdom. We'd switch it saying ish ki yomis when esatam is nachos la achiv. Give it to the brother. Ve'emein lo achiv. If any brother, then esatam is nachos la benoi. Give it to the brother, to the son. Right? Inami order say ve'emein lo achim uben ein lo. Vavartam is nachos la bito. Ve'emein lo bas esatam nachos la sheiro. Ve'emein lo sheir then esatam nachos la achia aviv. Ve'emein achim la aviv akar ve'lav. Etc. Right, so Adarabba, so Marbu Minas Achsha can come Tachasachiv. Says Gemara, Klum Yeshiba, Melamakum Shin Ben. What do you think that the brother is stronger than the son? The only reason why the brother would ever stand in place of his brother that died, if you have two brothers, you know, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies and Shimon steps in, that's only if Reuven didn't have any sons. So clearly the son is the upper hand, the strength over the uncle there. So Klum Yeshibam, Elam Makum Shein Ben, Hab Makum Sheish Ben, Ein Yibam Zibam. So clearly the son comes before the brother. Says Gemara, Time of the Ika Hypircha. That's the reason that why it wins, that the son beats the uncle, right? His uncle. Halavach, if not, then Hava Amina Achad, if I would say the brother's stronger. Typically, why don't we simply say that no, the son is stronger than his uncle because beep, turn the page, Koftes, the Hachatarti Vachachada. Because there's two over here and there's one over there. What do you mean? He has Yod, he stands in front of the son stands in place of his father for Yod and for Stei Achuza. And the brother only has Yibam. Could you say this one is more? This one, no. You know why? Because Stei Achuza Gufa, if you look at the Pesukim of Stei Achuza, that the son is able to go ahead and take the place of the father, that's not explicit. That's not written straight out. We don't really know exactly what it's talking about. And we learned through a Jerusha that's talking about the son. What's the Jerusha? Because we say, look, the son stands in place of the father for Yod. That we know. Aye, but the brother stands in place of his brother that dies for Yibam. So which one is stronger? Says, yeah, but is there any Yibam if not if the son's alive? Therefore, we use that to dash to say that Stei Achuza is talking about the brother, about the son, I'm sorry. So therefore, it's true that it's two gets one, but the second one is learned from the same drasha. So therefore, we just go with the idea of the actual thing itself. So let's read inside. Stei Achuza gufa mehai tamahu dekal kaima l'tana. That's how we actually learn it out. And Kolum Yeshibam Ela Malkum Shein Ben HaYesh Ben Ein Yibam. So therefore, we go. And that's the same drasha that we use to go and say that the father dies, the son gets it before the brother, and then after that goes the father, and then it goes. I'm sorry, it's the guy dies. There's a son, then there's a daughter, and then the father, and then the brother. Says the Gemara, Ema. But hold on a second. Hold on one second. Maybe it should even be the father goes before the daughter. So again, you have Yaakov, he's a son, Reuven. And Reuven has, kids. So what happens is that the order is that Reuven's kids go before Yaakov, the son, then the daughter, then the father. Maybe it should go son, then father, then daughter. Ema she'ero, give it to the she'er, the relative. Ze'ha'av, let's talk about the father. Melami cha'av kol mubas, telling that the father goes before the daughter, says the Rashbam, Malami Shavakon Bas, Deha Eino Kama Tachas Avia Leklum, because the daughter doesn't stand in lieu of the father for anything. Kibuno, Ukaachiv, Visidir Zapsukim, Cain, this is how you say, Ish Kiyamus, Uben Ein Lo, Unasatem Es Nachalosa L'Sheiro. Again, that's how the Pasuk says, but that's how we would dash and read it. He has no son, then give it to the She'ero, which means the father. Im Ein Lo She'er, then Nasatem Nachalosa L'Achiv, then to the brother, Vim Ein Lo Achim, Avartem Nachalosa L'Bito. So it should go son, father, brother, daughter, because we know that the son goes in front of, you know, in lieu of the father, of his father. And then the father from the Pasuk She'er, the closer in Karuv. Then the brother, because he stands in place of the father, if necessary. And then the daughter. So, le'achi aviv, then to the father's brothers, in other words, this guy who died, uncles, from the father. Achin la'aviv, so then you go to whoever's closest. So, ze'av, melami she'av, kolon labas, yachal yakdal laben. I would have thought that maybe the father should come in front of the son, even the son, tamid lomar hakarov, the closest one, karov kodem, that one goes first. But he should at least go second, so why don't we dash it like that he should at least go second, meaning after the son. Since when it comes to the idea of Yibam, a son and a daughter are actually the same. If it comes to Nachla Yerusha, they're also the same. Why is that so? Because the whole idea of Yibam, when a guy dies and he doesn't have any children, that the brother takes the place, says the apostle, Help me. What's this called? The Rashbam, Bein Ubas, Ki Adadininu, Ki Dechsevu, Bein Ein Lo. You go and you check, a guy dies, he has no son. What does it mean? Ein Lo, Ayin Alav, Bima Ayin into it. Nimtzeis Gama Bas, Poteris as Achin. Check not only as a son, but even a daughter, Minayibam. Avalavia Meis, Eino Poteris, Ishis Beno, Minayibam. But the father, Avia Meis, the father of the one who died, he's not pattering the wife of his son from doing Yibam, but the daughter does. So Nimtis Abbas, Kama, Tachasavia, she's in place of the father. Tfei, Meavi Hames, and the father of the son, Meaves. And the brothers of the dead person. Period. Ay, Ve'ema, why don't we say that She'ero, Darshan She'ero, Ze'av, let's talk about the father. Melamitz'av Kolum Lacheav, that the father goes before his own brothers. So in other words, if you have a guy and this guy dies, we'll call him again Reuven. Reuven dies. So he has a father named Yaakov, and Yaakov has a brother named Esav, right? So we know that Ze'av, so Sheir was saying Ze'av, Malamit Sha'av, Kodem Lache'av. It goes before his brothers. Yachal Yaakdim La'achin. I would have thought that maybe even the brothers of the dead person, that the father should go before the brothers. Talmud Lomer HaKarov, Karov Kodem, that the one that goes first. So why don't we darshan it like that? And that really the order will be son, daughter, brother, then father, then the father's brothers. And then we darshan this pasuk to say that he comes before his own brothers, but not before his son. It says Rashbam that kodem lachiav shalmeis velo laachin mishum de krovim lemeis yosem aviv. Let's say that the brother is closer to the dead person than the father. So he come tachtav liim because they go in front of him for yibam. Avol aviv in come tachtav laklum v'seidra mikra kachu. And this is what the pasuk was saying. V'satam snachlaso, you give his rusha laachiv to the brothers. V'emi laachim is many brothers. Then v'satam snachlaso l'shera to the sheiro to his relative, which means the father. V'em lo sheir v'satam snachlaso laachi. Aviv, then you give to the father's brothers, you know, the uncles. Then you go on. No, that's not what the drush is coming to teach me. Because you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the father of the deceased goes before before the uncles of the deceased, before his brothers. Because where do they even come in? From what koach do they come in that they actually get anything? From the koach of the father himself. So the father's alive. Then obviously he's going to go before him, before them, and they're not going to go before him. So it's obvious the father goes before the uncles, and therefore you don't need the darshan to teach you that. And therefore what is coming to teach you, that goes even for the brothers. It goes son, daughter, father, then brothers, and then etc. I v'ha cry lav hachiksive. And this is what we've been dealing with all the time. The pasuk doesn't say that. He puts them at the very end. Says Rashbam, the she'eru lebesof kasav. Acher che'av, after the father's brothers. V'hava lan lemeimah, the uncle of the deceased, the uncles. V'hava lemeimah, the gezeiras hakasav hu. That's gezeiras hakasav. That she'eru shelmeis, that the brothers of, that the uncles of the dead person, kol me'av, they go before the father of the nefes. T'chsev, ein achim la'aviv, etc. Then it says it. It says, Gemara, k'ray shalok k'sivim k'sivim. The pasuk's written out of order, like we've been saying the whole time. And therefore, that's how we write, says Rashbam, k'ray shalok k'sivim k'sivim, t'ay k'sivim achim, the brothers of the father, v'achachach she'er av, u'bal karkach av kadem lahu, kadamina dahami koch av, kasa, they come from the koch, the look dik the kakasa, b'sizun, mishum de samach, smach amayg, the kasa of hakov karov kodem, me'atzvach at the sadar osam kfi karvasan, we go, we put it together, according to the closeness. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.